Those who are familiar with the Coen brothers movies may know that Ethan Coen also writes short stories. He's out with a book of limericks and light verse. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with him about the collection, which is titled The Drunken Driver Has the Right of Way.
If the Coen brothers' new movie is a comical take on the noir side of the psyche, Ethan Coen's new poetry collection often takes the reader further still on a laugh-out-loud romp through the id. Safely bound between hard covers are arm-wrestling genitalia, movie agents moldering in the grave, incontinent oldsters and in-laws swallowed up by burbling oatmeal. Much of it simply can't be read on a morning news program, even if Ethan Coen was willing to read his work, which he wasn't, so it fell to me to attempt this parody titled To O. Oh, I love a poem that starts with an O, for it is a vigorous thing from a deeply felt spring. It must spring, and you know that its rhymes all will ring and its rhythms will flow. O's the cap of the heart's highest swells. How its spirit infects us. It punches the plexus and grabs the lapels. It's a cree from the core. It's a shout down the hall. Oh, you vocative you-hoo. I'm supposed to be laughing, right?
I wouldn't have touched any of that. I might have said vocative, but everything else was great.
When you're writing this, aren't you reading it in your head? Aren't you hearing it in your head?
Yes. Especially, you know, something like this that's, you know, it's all light verse, you know, rhythm and rhyme. So, yeah, you definitely hear it as you're writing it, yeah.
And are you laughing as you're giggling to yourself as you write it? Or
Yeah, on a good day, yeah. I do sort of sit there laughing like a crazy person.
Quite a lot of the collection, as you know better than most people, it's bawdy.
Oh, yeah. You know, part of it, actually probably a big part, is you don't want to bore the reader, you know what I mean? There's something immediately compelling about scatological things or sex or, you know, those sorts of things. I mean, you know, nobody ever stopped and put a book down in the middle of reading a limerick.
That's true, although you'd have to be quick with limericks. It does seem to me that it allowed you to be something of a naughty schoolboy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I imagined your reader to be other boys gathered around. Imagine.
Yeah, you know,
boys.
It's sort of a contradiction. It's true. It's true both that I don't write them thinking about a particular reader or even a sort of abstract theoretical reader, but also there is something kind of very juvenile about a lot of them, as if they're meant to shock. And that's kind of a paradox, but both things are true.
Ethan Coen on his collection, The Drunken Driver Has the Right of Way. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News. The poet was finally persuaded to read one quick, clean limerick.
All the nursing home's old Weisenheimers became glum in the grip of Alzheimer's. Puzzled silence would fall when one tried to recall the next line of a favorite one-liner.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Butwoods.